All right. Welcome to Motivational Monday. Whether you're here on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it don't matter. We're going to pretend that it's Monday as we're on this podcast together. And today we're going to focus in on some motivation around this theme that's kind of heavy. And the theme is cut off, or cut off from our calling, cut off from our passion, the thing that we maybe care deeply about, and how in the midst of that, we can still discover God's presence and God's leadership in our lives. Paul deeply understood this. The Apostle Paul, those first followers of Jesus, understood this. And I think humanity, time and time again, we rise and we fall. We call it in the church, death and resurrection. We are a death and resurrection people. Things not always working out the way that we want, and yet God doing a new thing. What ending is happening in your life? What new thing is God creating in your life? That's what we're going to talk about. So the text is 1 Corinthians 7, verse 20. And the verse is this: let each of you remain in the condition in which you were called. Let each of you remain in the condition in which you were called. Well, when I can't do what I'm called to do, how do I remain? I think it's one of life's hardest things, isn't it, to stand in there? We have a drive, a passion, something inside of us that we just love to do. And then we can't for all kinds of different reasons. What does a calling mean for us when we simply can't pursue it? How do we cope when the uncertainties of our life are keeping us from doing the things that we love? This short proclamation from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians speaks directly to those times when something cuts us off from what we know that we're called to do. It's in our bones. But as we're going to hear from Randy here in a second, his story makes clear that our circumstantial roadblocks don't always signal the end of the story. That's where we make the mistake. If we think this is truly the end of all things, that we can't see beyond that roadblock when we're actually called to go through it. And we're going to learn from it. We're going to grow from it. We're going to discover new life from it. God is not done with you, not done with us yet. You see, God calls us still. God helps us adapt to our conditions. God helps us grieve what we have lost. Challenging circumstances do not get in the way of God's callings, even though we may still need to seek healing or justice or a resolution to our block calling. Even though we might need to take a season of reflection, a Sabbath rest, a sabbatical away from something to then re-engage again. In that process, we want to continue to listen for another call. Because again, the Lord of life, the Lord of the living will call us out from that desert place into whatever is next. And as we sit in the midst of the questions and the mystery of the endings and the new beginnings, we want to be really honest with the questions of our heart and mind and soul. And so let's see what we can learn from Randy's story and maybe how you'll find your legs and your voice to your story through the things of change that you're faced with.
I've been working with adolescents for over 37 years, but I will never forget a moment when I thought it was all over. I had been serving at a church for a couple of years. The ministry had exploded with attendance, but more importantly, through ministry outreach to our community. We were having so much fun. As a staff, we were given the opportunity to risk and be creative. It was a great time. Then I got a call from my senior leader stating we needed to talk. The financial situation was not good, and we had overextended our reach. We met, and I was terminated. There are times when we feel deeply drawn to an activity and even define it as part of our identity. What happens when we can no longer do that thing? How do we follow God then? What does calling mean when we can't do it? The very things that helped me in my ministry are now keeping me from living out my calling. To some people, I was getting too old to work with teenagers. For over 6 months, I wandered in my desert of despair because no one would hire the old guy to work with the kids. This line from Paul's letter to the Corinthians: "Let each of you remain in the condition in which you were called," speaks directly to those times when something, a disability, an injustice, a competing responsibility, appears to have cut us from a significant calling. I finally accepted a position working with a large organization, but not working with adolescents. It was hard. I missed what I knew I was called to do. During those years, I prayed and sought God's wisdom. Why do I have this calling, but I can't fulfill it? Should I be done with ministry? Why do I have this call that I cannot fulfill? Lack of the ideal circumstances does not seem to get in the way of God's callings. In desperation, I resigned with no idea what was next. I learned to have a palms-up mentality to say, "Here am I, send me." What I didn't realize is how much God was teaching me about leading a massive organization. In the midst of my desert, God was preparing me for my next step in my calling. That's what I do now. What is your condition right now in which God is calling you? What is being called forth from you in this particular condition that you might not otherwise notice? Is there any loss that is calling you to grieve or lament? How is God using your current situation to prepare you for the next step in your calling?
Yes, Randy asked meaningful questions there for us. And one of the things that I took away that I'm going to hold on to here is when he said, "I learned to live with a palms up mentality," meaning a sense of openness, a sense of discovery, a sense of holding loosely to those things that seem to define life or that we shape into a calling. And with a palms up mentality, that sense of openness and holding loosely, I think we're maybe able to receive a little bit better, a little more fully than we could even ask for or imagine. It's staying open, right? Because the end of something doesn't mean the end of all things. It simply leads to some new beginnings, some open pathways that are yet to be discovered. What if the time that you're living in now is preparing you for what is next? What if the thing that seems like is ending is actually the beginning to the new thing that God is going to do in your life? We want to be honest about the grief and what is lost, but we also want to be open and excited for what can be, because God is not done with us yet. God was not done with Randy in leading him forward, and God will not be done with you in leading you forward. And so, a few exploration questions for you this week. How have you experienced being cut off as Randy was? And how do you translate Paul's "remain in the condition in which you were called" for your own life? What does "remain" mean? And why is remaining so difficult? And what strengths have been tested in you by staying steadfast and standing in that in-between hard place? What are you noticing about God's grace in your life, maybe that you might not have otherwise noticed when things were just rolling along and seemed easy and good? What are you noticing about God's grace in this time in which you find yourself, the in-between time, the cutoff time? And what have you lost? And how honest with God have you been about that loss? These are good questions to wrestle with. wrestling with God, wrestling with ourselves, wrestling with each other, wrestling with this world, a healthy sign and symbol that God is there. And so be honest this week with this stuff and see how God speaks anew for your calling now in the here and now for a life well lived. All right. Good day.